From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Thursday said there is no justification for Russia's retaliatory expulsion of American diplomats. Later on Thursday, the White House issued a statement saying the action by Russia marks a further deterioration of the relationship between the two countries. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the expulsion of 60 U.S. diplomats in response to the U.S. ordering the departure of the same number of Russian diplomats. He said Russia is also closing the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg, ordering it to cease operations in 2 days. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom, the peace village on the border between the two Koreas. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was encouraged by steps taken by North Korea in recent days. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing of education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls. And Pakistan announced on Thursday it has successfully conducted another test firing of a nuclear-capable submarine-launched cruise missile, which has a range of 450 kilometers. The indigenously developed Babur missile was fired from an underwater platform, and the military said it engaged its target with precise accuracy. This is VOA News. The Kenyan